Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Yeah, right now. You're darn tootin'.
Shoot him also. Sorry.
Oh, look at you.
Ventura created the modern anti-establishment, anti-media, anti-career politician.
Has reshaped the world.
My brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What? Go on.
Oh my God, it's a combo episode! Church and Jay together, what's happening, boys?
It's the mashup you never knew you needed.
Yeah, oh my God.
It'd be like Kool and the Gang and what's that band that Charchian got me listening to?
Oh my God.
Just like, it was that band from, were they Nordic or something? But they sounded like... Chicago. Yeah.
It would have some name like the Baitfish Conundrum, and they'll be from Norway.
It could have been Holy Fuck. It could have been Explosions in the Sky. I love those bands. Those are two of my favorites right there.
All right, boys. We got a lot to get to today, including a new feature on the show called... What is it called? Oh, Is It Possible?
Is it possible?
And I sent you guys a sample ballot for Is It Possible? And I think both of you will take to it like ducks to water, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So with that said, let's start with some football, shall we? Charge?
Yeah, we shall.
And Jay, let's start. Yes. You want to start with a Monday night game?
Sure.
Okay. Cowboys, what you gonna do?
So Cowboys defense is good enough that it looks like they can win some games just with their defense. And it turns out that their backup quarterback's not maybe all that different from their starting quarterback, which sounds absurd. But the way Dak Prescott looked in that first game, really, I mean, Cooper Rush has looked, frankly, better than what we saw from Dak Prescott. Now, I'm not saying he is better, but maybe the gulf of difference between those two isn't as great as we thought it was.
Damn it, that was going to be my first one. Is it possible that we now have a quarterback controversy in Dallas?
No. Not a controversy, but here is my is it possible on Cooper Rush. Is it possible he is the first true diamond in the rough QB since Antonio Romero Romo?
Oh, no. Kurt Warner. That's the author.
Well, I said since.
Well, you mean Cowboys specifically?
No. Charge, these guys don't get found. In other words, later than sixth round picks or fifth round picks is about the outer limit. Brady's the one exception. You don't find...
Warner?
Hold on, Jay. Yes, okay. Kurt Warner was one of those guys. Romo was one of those guys. But they come around once every 20 years, basically, if that. You don't find these guys. Well, okay. Since Romo, what quarterback has come from deep in the draft or undrafted and become a bona fide, legitimate QB1? I'll hang up and listen to your answer off the air.
I'm going to give you an unpopular answer. I've got one, though.
I know what he's going to say. A sixth-round pick, I believe he was.
Brady.
Seventh-round pick?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yes, babe.
No, I don't know.
I do.
All right, here it comes. This guy was picked in the seventh round of the draft by the St. Louis Rams in 2005 and went on to throw for 35,000 yards, 223 touchdowns across his career. He made 147 starts in the NFL. That's how good this player was. Some people call him the Amish Rifle. I call him Stu Beard. You call him Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well played, my friend. Did you see that one coming, Jay?
Yeah. No, yes, because I heard someone on, maybe, isn't he on a show? And I heard someone bring this up, and I was astounded that Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for that many yards.
Yes. Okay.
I was dumbfounded.
Well, that. Okay, so there's one. When did Romo become a thing? What year?
Well, I clearly remember where I was in the preseason when we saw, who did he take over? He took over for who again? Ah, geez. So he was drafted 2004. I just pulled it up. He started games in 2006 for the Cowboys.
Possibly Bledsoe?
Drew Bledsoe. Nicely done. When Drew Bledsoe got injured in that season, and that was it. Kicked open the door for Tony Romo. Went on for a decade-long career. Possible Hall of Famer.
So, in other words,
I'm going to guess Quincy Carter.
Quincy Carter. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one right there. Thank God Wikipedia sorts by quarterbacks only, starting quarterbacks. You ready? Let's go back. Let's go back to Quincy Carter, shall we, Jay?
Oh, yes.
In the fall of 2001, when the Cowboys threw together a dog's breakfast of QBs by the form of Quincy Carter, Anthony Wright, Ryan Leaf, and Clint Sterner. That's right, kids.
Oh, boy.
A four-bagger got starts. Four QB year. Holy shit. That gave
way. They had two of the shittiest black quarterbacks ever.
And two of the shittiest white ones, too. They had them in all colors. All right, they had Chad. That begat Chad Hutchinson and Quincy Carter the following year. Quincy Carter got the full boat in 03. Vincent Testaverde took over in 04 with a splash of Drew Henson, the erstwhile Yankee outfielder.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Then there was Bledsoe for 16 after that, who finally begat a Romo-Bledsoe combo platter of 10 starts for Romo, 6 for Bledsoe. And then it was the Romo show for the next 3 years with a splash of Brad Johnson in 08. They had to go triple in 2010 because of Romo's injury. They had Romo, Kitna, and Stephen McGee. Stephen McGee.
From Texas A&M.
Yeah. Right. Romo played two more years, a full 16-16, went 15 games in 13 with one Kyle Orton appearance, Did it again in 2014 with one Brandon Whedon appearance. But then in 2015...
Who was 55 by the time he played his first NFL game.
Exactly. He was older than Dylan on 90210 when it came to quarterbacks. And then Tony Romo played four games and got hurt in 2015, and that was it. And the Cowboys threw another four-bagger at quarterback out there. Romo, Brandon Whedon, Matt Cassel, and Kellen Moore. Holy shit.
Matt Cassel.
And if you think if you think the Cowboys four bagger years were over at quarterback, oh, you'd be wrong. They did it again in 2020 with a ungodly combination of Dak, then Andy Dalton, then Ben DiNucci, and Garrett Gilbert.
Oh my God!
Ben DiNucci was on their team in training camp, I believe. So I think he's managed to even sort of hang around before he got cut.
So I'm going to quiz you guys. You ready? There's the late round undrafted free agent QB1s don't exist in this league. There are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 quarterbacks. Eight of the starting 32 QB1s, not counting guys who are temporarily in there, like Jacoby Brissett, like Joe Flacco, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Eight guys who are not first rounders. That's it.
That's it? Out of the whole league?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4 second rounders. They are Jalen Hurts, Jimmy Garoppolo, Geno Smith, and Derek Carr. Those are your second rounders. There are two third rounders right now starting. One is Brissett, but I put him to the side. The other one is Davis Mills. And I guess the third would be Wilson. I forgot about him. My bad. And then there's one fourth rounder starting. Charge.
I know who that is.
That would be my captain, or Cousins.
And then there's one sixth rounder starting, and you know who he is. He's the guy with the impossibly perfect face down in Tampa, Tom Brady. So is it possible?
Who, by the way, I may be viewing in person on Sunday night.
Where?
Minnesota.
Is that where they might move this game?
Yes, that is where they're talking about moving the Tampa Chiefs game to Minnesota, because we're in London. My Vikings are in London. So they're talking about moving, and I'm going. I mean,
we've got open space.
Yeah,
we do have open space. Why not go see Tom Brady play against Patrick Mahomes in the only scenario, maybe outside of a Super Bowl, where I would not have a rooting interest in seeing one of them lose? You know, now I can just go and watch two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you know, the winningest quarterback of all time, and the most talented quarterback of all time on the same field at the same time, and just kick back and enjoy it, and I don't have to root for one of them to lose.
I was going to say,
a great opportunity.
Would you just sit there? Would you just sit there and go, yay, football?
Golf clap. Golf clap. That was wonderful screen pass.
You know, wear a t-shirt that says, I just hope both sides have fun.
Well, I'm not going to feign a rooting interest. Now, maybe if I put enough money on the game, I can force a rooting interest on myself. And that might be the answer.
Do you know that my boy Andy Pauly once went to a Ravens-Colts game, Jay? And he wore a Ravens jersey because he was invited by Ravens fans, but didn't openly root for them out of loyalty to the Redskins, but he didn't want to be impolite by not wearing a jersey. Tell me that's not a fucking disaster of a conflict what are you doing?
No, I wouldn't wear the jersey. I'm just going to the
I've gone
to plenty of games
of
teams that I have no interest for, and I'm not wearing their jersey. I'm just there to watch.
I gave him so much shit. I go, what are you there, like a UN observer? Like, it's a fucking playoff game, and you're taking up a seat, just folding your arms like, okay, that was interesting. He was like, nope, I was invited, and I wanted to go, and I went. It was a good time. You know how Andy is. So anyway, you know, is Cooper Rush possibly that guy, the once every 10, 15 years uncovered, undrafted gem who will be a QB1 for years to come, either with Dallas or somebody else?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Probably not. Probably not. But I'm just saying
In the NFL, they get game tape on you the more you play. and they find out what you can and cannot do. He's played two games. Yeah.
Did we talk about this last week, Jay?
We did not.
Who was I talking about regarding game tape? Might have been somebody else on my station.
Scott and Sally. I don't know.
No, I don't think we talked about that. It was the exact same conversation, Church. You ever have these where you're like, wait a minute.
Yes.
The fuck did I have that conversation with? Yes, well, I was going through quarterbacks, and I was like, yeah, remember so-and-so? Gardner Minshew. I did this yesterday on this podcast with my boy Hatcher. I said, remember when Gardner Minshew, I might have done it at dinner after the mics were off. I said, remember when Gardner Minshew was the hottest thing going? And then they got some game tape. And now you don't hear from him anymore, do you? Right?
Him and his great porn mustache.
Right, exactly. And there's any number of guys. You're like, wait, this guy could be a guy. And then it turns out they're not the guy. So Cooper Rush is probably not the guy. But he doesn't totally suck, and that defense is pretty nasty. So there you go. And it looks like, Charge, from a fantasy standpoint, you know, Pollard continues to be the guy more so than Zeke.
Yeah, he's got a lot more juice than Zeke's got, but Zeke gets the opportunities. And, you know, we've learned in fantasy football is it's more important to have opportunity than talent. And, you know, they keep feeding Zeke the ball at a rate that, frankly, he doesn't deserve, but fine. I mean, if they're going to keep doing it, okay. Well, you know, we'll be the ones that try to cash in on that. And he got the touchdown last week and Monday night. And that's really what we're looking for, scores. So we'll take it. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, we need the ball in the hands of our players.
Yeah.
I have a fantasy question, Charger. I've always wanted to ask, why come they can't have something to get points from dominant defensive players like a Micah Parsons, like a TJ Watt? Has anyone ever come up with something to make them as valuable as offensive players?
There are
I'll hang up and listen.
There are individual defensive player fantasy leagues, right, Church?
That is correct.
And they work exactly like that. And they're designed to make it so that the defensive players are just so valuable. But here's the whole problem with that concept. The way it plays out is, most of the time, you want guys on shitty defenses because they're on the field all the time, right? So if your defense keeps making three and outs, they're not on the field to rack up the stats. The high-value guys are the cornerbacks who are so bad that they get targeted all the time. You want the linebackers who are so bad that they're on the field constantly so they can make four tackles on every drive and finish with 16 tackles in the game. That's the irony of the IDP league and trying to IDP. Work it that way. Yes.
You know what? Guillotine Leagues, Jay, doesn't even have kickers or defense. And I must say, is it possible I'm the only guy, Charge, who misses kickers and defense?
Yes, it is. You are the only guy. If we could, like, there's no call for that. Nobody is like, man, I really wanted to play there, but they didn't let me start Graham Gano, so I'm out.
I really need Brett Maher on my streamer right now to get on the team and give me some points. All right, so let's go around the horn here. Ready? Is it possible? Yes. Is it possible, boys, that Mike Wilbon is the grumpier old man on PTI than Tony Kornheiser?
I can't. I love them both, and I know you dislike the fact that I got along with Tony and I like Tony. I love Mike Wilbon is one of the nicest men who I've ever met in my entire life.
But like, I'm just saying, listen, I watched their show today, and I realized that Wilbon has got a lot of get off my lawn in him. A lot. Knuckleheads, fools. I don't care. I ain't gonna watch that garbage. Get off my lawn.
Nerd. Baseball
right.
Nerd.
Yes. Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, Charge, is it possible?
It's not possible. I don't have an extensive personal history with either one, but I have managed to have conversations with both. I booked Tony Kornheiser 20 years ago.
And he didn't do interviews. That's good.
I know. You know how I did it. I know. It was the impossible booking, but I was able to do it because it was him and Michelle Tafoya, who I know in town here, to talk American Idol, which is something he cared a lot more about than sports. And so we did a long segment on American Idol, and he was very generous with his time, and I enjoyed that. But then I also had a chance to spend an evening at a table at a banquet with Mike Wilbon and his wife or girlfriend, I don't remember which, and he was delightful. He was very, very nice. And so I have no pick with either one, and I think there
I just meant on the show, but you guys didn't want to go there. That's fine.
No,
all right.
No, but get moving to charts. Can I tell you the greatest a pit move and knowing your power, and I'll tell it quickly. Zay knows his story. So we were in a shithole of a station at one point, like really off the beaten path.
And I was at that station, by the way, in 2001 or something.
Okay.
There was a tarp. There was a tarp in the studio to catch all the rain that was coming through the ceiling.
Yes.
I'm not making that up.
Yeah. No,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not misremembering this.
Charge, I worked under that tarp.
I worked under that tarp.
Well, you did too.
There
was a tarp in the control room. There was a tarp in the studio. So proceed.
So Tony, they wanted Tony to come in and work at the station. And Tony, in his infinite cockiness, said, I'll only come in, but you got to make a bathroom closer to me. So management changed the men and the women's bathroom just for Tony. And the women in the office were up in arms.
Because they went from two stalls to one, and it's like, what am I going to do with a urinal?
Just because he always said, that's a fucking thing.
Is now what all I right. want to see this goes back in theory. They shouldn't care, right? You tear out the urinal, you put in a stall, and it should be the same thing. But
they didn't do any
as we all know, the women's room is usually nicer than the men's room. It is in a state of better upkeep. It is has appointments that the men's room does not have in many cases. I think the women got used to having the upscale bathroom and did not want to switch back.
Oh yeah, no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They not only did they not tear out the urinal and give him another stall. I think they made him leave the potpourri dish. So that's how bad it was.
I think that's it.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, Charge, you're next up. Is it possible?
Is it possible you're better off skipping the first season of every TV series?
Wow.
Oh, that's a good one. And
it's possible.
Right. Parks and Rec is a perfect example. Parks, it took a season to get its legs underneath it. to figure out the characters, to get its tempo, its speed, everything else. If you just it, and by the time when they start season two, the presumption is that half their audience is going to be new anyway. So, you know, they catch you up on stuff. And a lot of times you're just spinning your wheels on a bad first season. If there's already a second season, you know, by definition, the show's not awful or probably isn't awful. So maybe you're better off skipping the first season of every series.
Oh, that, and I'm thinking of every show of my Friends was shitty the first season. Seinfeld,
shitty the first season.
The only show, though, but that I think...
The Office came out smoking.
No, The Office wasn't... Bad.
Diversity was Day was episode three. Come on now.
But
it didn't hit its stride like it did later.
Nothing hits their stride in the first episode. You're just starting out of the gates. Every show's got to find its way, find its stride. I would say, you know, Dave,
let me take that back.
You're making my point.
The only show, and again, I'm going to say this is one of the top five shows in the history of comedic TV, Sanford and Son. The first two seasons of Sanford and Son are the funniest in the history of television. I'm sorry. It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
All right. I would say Breaking Bad requires you to see the first season to see where it all starts.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, if it's...
There are
if
exceptions. Sopranos, I'm trying to think, you could probably get away with not seeing the first season of The Sopranos.
The future ex, Mrs. Cottrell, and I are rewatching it. We're on season four now. And no, I think you have to watch the first one.
Yeah, I think episodic content, like storytelling content that builds on each subsequent episode... That's, you know, those are a little trickier to start in the second season. But Friends,
all right,
you know, The Office, comedies. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it. Church, that's a good one. Jay, you're next up. Is it possible?
Is it possible that we at our age are much smarter than our fathers were at our age because of the technology? And I say this because I'm talking with my dad about NFL defenses on the phone. And I'm going, wow, my dad's dope when it comes to this stuff.
because you weren't talking to your uncle.
Because he didn't have Madden growing up to know how to, you know, use defenses.
Right.
He didn't have the all 22s on NFL.com to watch and break down. I was like, my dad was kind of a dope about some sports.
Yeah, but he was certain. He was certain about some principles of football. You got to run the ball. You got to run the ball to establish the run, set up the pass. Come on now. You got to do that.
He literally still thinks you have to have a power game.
You
gotta, I'm like, no, that's not how it goes now. Sorry.
You need tight end help on Ed Too Tall Jones. Come on. Everybody knows that. Does that apply to just sports, or does it apply to everything that we're smarter than our dads were at a similar age because of the ability to access information?
I will keep it to just sports because he's still my consigliere when I come to other stuff.
Okay,
but
yeah,
sports, it, nah.
Well,
if you got to fix a leaky faucet. You got to call a plumber or a carpenter. You want an old guy to show up, right? I mean, we don't do it. You know, people don't want to get their hands dirty anymore.
But YouTube will teach you how to fix a lot of shit, and that didn't exist back in the day.
Taught me how to finish a basement. Yes, yeah,
exactly. The problem is, you know, there's a lot of really good sounding arguments that people put together on the internet that you consume and go, yeah, I'll buy that. And it may or may not be true, or it might be half true or sort of true. Yeah. So I don't think that's a substitute for actual life experience. Okay, I'm back up at bat. Ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Is it possible? Is it possible that Lamar Jackson is actually brilliant for not having an agent? That he has basically figured out, why do I need one? I will be in demand by 31 other teams if the Ravens are dumb enough to let me go. So I'm just going to say I'll have what he's having and point at Deshaun Watson. Is it possible he's actually smart in that regard?
I'm going to say yes, because if he gets through 16 games unscathed, he will make $900 million.
Right. Charge?
I'm going to go yes, because his next contract, it, regardless of what, you know, he could get a leg sawed off right now and he'd still be the highest paid quarterback next time his contract comes up. I think the reason why he's probably smart to do this is the 3% an agent would want that wouldn't bring anything to him, right? At 3%, let's say his next contract is $300 million, which it could be. You know, that's 90. Is that 90 million? Is it 9 million? It's 9 million bucks. If he gets a 3% right. of, I think, 3% of 300 yes. million, if I'm doing this math correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. $9 million. You know, here's what you need. Find a lawyer that you like to review the contract. You hammer out all the terms you want. You get a lawyer to do it who works at $1,000 an hour. So he's a great lawyer. He works for $1,000, spends, you know, 24 hours reviewing your contract. He redlines a few things or she redlines a few things and you're off and running. That's it.
And
who you don't need it anymore.
I think the way he's looking at it, you know, the Ravens are like, well, we don't do all guaranteed contracts. That Deshaun Watson deal, that was a one-off. And Lamar is probably like, well, that sucks for you. Because if you let me hit the open market, even after two franchise tags, which will cost you what? $90 million over 2 years, right? And they go into like 45 and 50 if they go franchise like Kirk got in Washington.
Yep.
Okay. So that's, by the way, you can't afford that under your cap, by the way. You can't afford a $45 million cap hit. So they can't even do that. He's saying to the Ravens, well, I'm sorry you don't do guaranteed contracts, but I can guarantee you this. If I hit the open market, one of those 31 teams is going to give me guaranteed money because I know how this league works. All right.
I tell Ravens fans all the time, you can have Lamar for $500 million. The team's going to suck now, but go ahead.
All right. Next up, Charge.
Is it possible Bill Belichick has ruined the Patriots?
No.
Yes.
Not a
With
chance.
His stubbornness? Yes. Yes. Well, let's look at his record, Sam's Brady.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Well, two seasons, one of which was pandemic shortened, one of which they flushed their roster because they knew they were kind of hitting the reset. And this season is all of three games old, and they lost Mac Jones this week. You going to judge him on that?
He's had a good draft in like 4 years. True. He has a shitty coaching staff right now full of dopes and dummies. I'm going to have to agree with this one.
Wow. Ruined the Patriots.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And he's older.
Well, you will rue the day if you're a Patriot fan, the day the hoodie hangs it up. There will be nobody as good as him. I'm sorry to sound like a hoodie stan, but he's the modern Lombardi, a guy willing to push the envelope ethically, as we've seen over several scandals. He'll find loopholes in the rules that are arcane and crazy, like the lineman loophole against the Ravens that caused an immediate rule change in the offseason.
Mm.
And he gets the most out of his teams. I'm a big believer in Belichick, but they're in a tough spot.
Much of it is his doing because he's the best head coach of all time. He's also about the worst general manager of all time, and he's your de facto offensive coordinator and your de facto defensive coordinator all at once because his hubris is so great. Bill Belichick believes he can do all four jobs, and really, he's just a very good head coach.
Wow. I can't get on with that, but okay. Jay, you're next up.
Is it possible that Marilyn Monroe is the most overrated pop culture icon in the history of America?
Wow.
What did she do that just...
Could she sing? Could she dance?
Blew a president and his brother.
Right.
Okay. let the wind go up her skirt in New York City. Banged Mary Joe DiMaggio and made one movie worthwhile anything. But yet there's a movie every 3 years about Marilyn fucking Monroe.
Yeah, she was just famous for being the prototypical American blonde bombshell. But her acting chops were pretty weak, weren't they?
Yes. So we have one now. It's called Jennifer Aniston. Same thing.
Oh, boy.
And I love Aniston, but she hasn't done shit that's worthwhile besides Friends.
Well,
so, I mean,
what
did she do?
You know, that's a good point about Aniston. You think, why hasn't she done a lot of good movies? And the answer is, she's not that good. They give her a script. And she
also doesn't need to.
Need? You don't think she wants to be a movie star?
I don't know. When you're getting the residuals that Friends is getting, I don't know. I mean, your motivation to do anything, your motivation to do anything other than buy islands is pretty small.
I mean, it's sad that Jennifer Garner.
Matthew Perry kind of let himself go.
I know. he did. Jennifer Garner is the one that had a better movie career, not by a ton, but a little bit better movie career than Aniston, and then said, you know what? I'll just do these Capital One commercials and raise kids. And she seems happy.
I think this is a pretty good take. Monroe, she did not have obvious talent at any one thing. I think she was just sexy at a time when women were at the very brink of when women were allowed to be overtly sexual. I don't think women were overtly sexual in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
No.
She was the 50s. She sort of owned it, right? You know, banging all these stars and baseball players and presidents and brothers of presidents. And she just sort of owned that. And I think that's what put her on the map as much as anything else.
Was she the Kim Kardashian ahead of her time?
Yes. There you go. That's your parable.
The blonde Ooh. Kardashian from a time traveler, time warp, wormhole in the fabric of time and space continuum. She's the fifth Kardashian.
More talent than Kim Kardashian, but on the same wavelength. Yes.
Okay. All right. Last cycle around, and then we're done for tonight. Thank you, boys. It's been fun. Is it possible that Eli is funnier than Peyton?
That's a good one. That is a good one. That is.
Is it?
And you might be correct because he's sly funny, and Peyton is outwardly showy funny. Does that make sense?
Right. Peyton is put down sarcastic funny. Eli is. Yes. Wait a minute. What? That was pretty funny, actually. And the whole Chad Powers bit is great. Think fast, run fast. Think fast, run fast. Chad, run fast. That get up is great. All right, Charge. Is it possible
women can achieve sexual climax?
In general, or without touching themselves. Hold on, Charge. Hold on.
Thing not really a myth?
here, let me hold on. Hold on a second. I'm looking for the second part of your "Is it possible?" You left a chunk off there. Where did that go?
Oh.
Are you talking about without touching themselves by just seeing their bow, or just in general?
No, just the whole thing. Whole thing's it's all media, fake news.
Okay.
It's designed to make men, just another thing to make men look incompetent. That's all.
If that's the case, then the girls I'm seeing in the free samples, they are really good fakers. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, you're last up. Is it possible?
Is it possible that we have literally run out of any new sports takes? People say you can never get to the end of the internet. We've run out of every sports take now. There's nothing new.
It's possible the takes have fallen into predictable, sort of prototypes and tropes and memes and patterns, so that every take is now distilled into an either or kind of thing.
Nothing new. It's nothing genuine.
Yeah, and then what? Just when you think there's nothing new that can happen, one baseball player runs up to another one on the field, punches him in the face because of a fantasy football move from last year.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that the takes are getting better, Jay. There's still a few unique ones out there, but there'll always be stories. I mean, there will always be stories. The story that came out tonight about Jim Edmonds allegedly pitching a threesome to his wife with one of her friends. She refused, and then he went and married the friend and divorced his wife. Boom! Shakalaka!
Man is only as faithful as his option.
All right. Fellas, what a great run. Thank you, as always, boys, and we'll do it again sometime, all right?
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, boys.
Good.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off.
Take off.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a half a million dollars to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.